perspective is one that has its departure point in our diagnosis about why the Millennium Development Goals have failed to really achieve the objectives that they had set for themselves. We believe that as Sustainable Development Goals will be adopted at the Rio Plus 20 conference in June, we must include accountability as a key component of any strategy. And accountability means empowering civil society organizations to ensure that they can monitor progress that is made by governments in reaching the objectives that they set for themselves, with appropriate indicators that will allow independent monitoring to take place so that governments must pay the political cost of not moving in the right direction at an appropriate speed.
Your group has made a suggestion on how this should be done. Can you tell me about that?
In the area of economic and social rights, governments are recommended by human rights treaty bodies to adopt at domestic level binding legislative frameworks that not only allow for a structured dialogue to take place between civil society organizations and governments, but also to allow for independent monitoring of progress towards the fulfillment of social and economic rights, such as the right to education, the right to food, the right to health, or the right to housing. And the adoption of such legislative frameworks at domestic level that allows civil society organizations and human rights institutions, courts, to hold governments accountable for the results that they achieve is, in our view, absolutely vital for the pressure to be maintained on governments so that the promises that are made at these international summits are promises that shall be kept in the long term, which can only be achieved if there is a strong monitoring at the domestic level that is organized.
The group of independent experts suggests that Rio Plus 20 establish an international accountability mechanism similar to the Human Rights Council's Universal Periodic Review, which subjects each country's human rights record to a state-led peer review. Can you talk about that?
I think this is really the minimum that we should be allowed to expect from the Rio Plus 20 conference. The Human Rights Council has developed a universal periodic review mechanism by which each country, every 4 or 5 years, is subjected to monitoring by its peers within this 47 government members body in Geneva. And during this universal periodic review, governments are reviewed based on not only the reports that they submit, but also on the basis of independent assessment of the human rights situation in the country concerned that is done by UN agencies and by independent experts appointed by the UN. And this is what we should also do in order to move towards sustainable development goals being achieved. We must combine peer review mechanisms in which governments observe one another and hold one another accountable with independent experts providing inputs into the mechanism to make sure that it is based on sound evidence and that the indicators that are used are not manipulated by the governments who are being scrutinized. And I think this is absolutely key for the sustainable development goals that shall be adopted to be effectively implemented in practice.
In this open letter to world governments that the group of 22 UN independent human rights experts wrote, this group, of course, includes you. There are some very strong statements, including global goals are easily set but seldom met, and a real risk exists that commitments made in Rio will remain empty promises.
There is a growing impatience in the world with international summits that arrive at very grand declarations which are not followed in practice by governments. And we've had many of those since the Rio conference itself of 1992, that offer to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, to protect biodiversity, to fight against desertification, but very little, in fact, has been achieved in this respect. Our governments have a tendency to sacrifice the long-term interests of sustainability on the altar of the short-term interests of pleasing voters and pleasing the markets and the shareholders of companies. And our message is that now this imbalance, this prioritization of short-term aims should be remedied and should be reversed. And the letter is essentially a call for governments to be more responsible towards future generations and to agree to be held accountable to the objectives that we set that run counter to the usual functionings of politics and the markets that have a tendency to discount very heavily the future costs of present policies.